सी वन टाइम ना इकट्ठी कर, ये कम साउंड कर रहा है, ये ज्यादा कर रहा है, इसको बंद कर दीजिए। जाता जा रहा है ये अंक, इसको ऑन कीजिए, उसको उसको देखिए साउंड
हो गया।
That is better. साउंड उतना ज्यादा नहीं, आप लोग और थोड़ा आगे आ सकते हैं। तो दिखाई दे रहा है ना उधर से? तो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस दिस टॉपिक आयुर्वेद इज माइथोलॉजी, बिकॉज मैनी पीपल इन इंडिया ऑल्सो दे बिलीव दैट वेदाज आर माइथोलॉजी। माइथोलॉजी का अर्थ क्या होता है? अंधविश्वास, काल्पनिक चीजें, इमेजिनरी, सम पोएट हैज, है ना, है? हाँ, मीन्स दैट एक्चुअली ऑल द स्टोरीज मेंशन इन द वेदा दे आर ऑल कॉन्कॉक्टेड इमेजिनरी स्टोरीज, दे थिंक लाइक दैट लॉर्ड रामा नेवर एग्जिस्टेड, इज जस्ट लाइक ए स्टोरी, दे थिंक लाइक दैट महाभारत देर इज नेवर इज पीरियड ऑफ महाभारत, इट्स ऑल इमेजिनेशन, जस्ट लाइक हैरी पॉटर, है ना। एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग मिसकंसेप्शन टूडे द पीपल ऑफ इंडिया दे हैव लॉस्ट देयर आइडेंटिटी। यू नो व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन यू लूज योर आइडेंटिटी? What happens when you lose your identity?
Confusion.
When you lose your identity, then you don't know who you are. So anybody can come and claim. Understand? Anybody can come and claim you because you doesn't have any identity, therefore you identify with so many other people. That is the problem. So the moment India lost its identity and separated itself from the Vedic culture, so today India doesn't have any culture. That is a fact. There is no culture at all. It's a completely hodgepodge situation. People, even they don't know what they should do and what they should not do. Somebody comes, tells, you should do this. Yes, now you should do this. This will help you. Okay, this will help us. Then somebody else will come and tell. So the Muslim came and Britishers came. They said, this will help you. Yes, this will help. Yeah? Then after the TV is coming, telling, this will help. Yes, this will help. What actually will help us, nobody knows. And therefore we are trying so many things, but nothing is working. We are trying so many identities. Sometimes we are identifying with America. Sometimes we are saying, no, let us identify with Japan. Let us follow Japan. Because when you don't have anything your own to follow, then you will follow so many other people. And that is the problem today. We have lost our identity. One of the best culture in the world, India has. Incomparable. If you can understand the Vedic culture, the importance of Vedas, its invaluable message given in the Vedic literature, the tears will come from your eyes. What a kind of science it is. So what a kind of message, the peace and harmony is there in the Vedic culture. You can't believe the Vedas are dealing how to develop harmony even with the nature, how to care for the plants, how to care for the animals. They go to such an extent. What to speak of human beings? Even they care for animals, they care for plants. Sarve jana sukhino bhavantu. Let everyone become happy. Everyone. Not only Indians, but entire world. That is the principle of Vedas. Not only Hindu. In Vedas you will not find anywhere this word Hindu. You can go and search. It's for everyone. Where is such a culture? India, in last history of 10,000 years history of India, it has never attacked on any country. Why? That is the principle of Vedic culture. The peace and harmony is embedded with our culture. And India was the richest country of the world. You won't believe what the wealth was there in India. I will show you. See, people say there is no science in India, in ancient India. So this book explains you the science and technology, Vedic science and technology. If you all want, you can go through detail. Physics, chemistry, mathematics, everything is there in Vedas. What wealth is not there? 8 types of energy, Vedas say. Eight types of energy. The first is Shakti Udhama. Refers to energy due to force, strength. This refers to physical energy of bodies due to their sheer ability to deliver force. This also refers to unleashing of energy by bomb, which releases lots of energy when exploded. Then the Bhutavaha. Energy refers to energy transformed by Panch Mahabhutas like earth, water, radiance, wind and space. Water energy, air energy, wind energy, that is called Bhutavaha. Then Dhumyanaha refers to energy generated by the movement of air, gas, smoke. Dhumya. Dhumya means dhuma, vapor. They are all Sanskrit words. Shikhodramaha refers to energy emanating from the top of the chamber, top of the chimer, due to burning of large flame with fuel, oil, gas or solid fuel like coal. This also refers to any heat emanating from the top of the mountains where the energy is stored. Amsuvaha, energy transferred by sun's rays due to radiation. Amsuvaha means kiranse, sun energy, solar power. Taramukh, energy from mineral sources like oil and coal, etc. Maniva, energy transferred by pulse and reflection of light from gems. Then Marushka, energy produced by vayu or air. This is due to differential temperature or pressure on various strata of wind causing the wind to have high velocity or cyclonic storms. Now every type, everything is there, see, thermal energy. And there is a reference from the various Vedic literature. I won't go in detail, I will just give you all a look, outlook. This is the science. Now what I wanted to show you all is art, dress, drama, dance and music. The wealth of India they say that India was the having the richest jewel. No, one of the jewel, so many diamonds, costliest diamond one can think. Kohinoor. Still it is there. Where it is? It is there in the Britain. Queen Elizabeth is keeping that diamond. But that diamond belongs to India. Music. You see music? The music, the source of all music is Samved, coming from Vedas. Musical notes and intervals were carefully and mathematically calculated, and the Pythagorean law was known many centuries before Pythagoras propounded it. They were aware of the mathematical law of music. So many musicians produced in India. These are all musical instruments. So many varieties. Is it not science? It's science. Scientifically, if you want to construct it, you have to have proper distance calculation. You can't do without that. Okay? So many varieties of music. Musical instrument. I wanted to show you all this. One of the diamonds. So many varieties of diamonds. Where it is? Metallurgy. Yeah, metallurgy. In this. So many varieties of diamonds. You see. These are the metal. Architecture, you see? Construction. If you tell today construction engineer to construct such a temple, it's so difficult. After having so many cranes and machines, still it's difficult to construct such a temple, this temple. Like Jagannath temple. Aeronautics, Vimana, Viman Sastra, this Sakun Viman. Drawings done in 1920, Viman text. There is a book called Viman Sastra. Viman Sastra discusses about 25 types of Vimana. This is Sundar Viman. This is Sakun Viman. This is Tripur Viman, Rukma Viman.
There is no any pollution,
no? No pollution. This is Rukma Viman. All its cross sections are given, dimensions are given, everything. This is Tripur Viman, multi story Viman. What about flying horses and chariots? Horses and chariots flying. Vaikunth Viman. Because today we can't devise such technology, therefore we say this is mythology. Today we can't produce such technology, therefore we say it is mythology. You see, this is martial art in Kerala. The martial art, the source of martial art is in Kerala. From there it originated, not in Japan or somewhere. You see this technique? These are the weapons, warfare. So many varieties. Rajput weapons, South Indian weapons, Maharat weapons, Nepal weapons, India Persian weapons, Central India weapons, Haram, Chess, started in India. Even in Mahabharata you will find that this chess game. Chess, they used to play chess. Krishna used to play chess. So many things we are not informed. Then you see, I wanted to show you all the diamonds. These are all, of course, there. You see, wonderful temple. Construction. You know this? Tanjore. Temple in Tanjore, Tamil Nadu. You gone? Structure. Here construction. Without engineering, how you can construct? The engineering was there, everything was there. Beautiful. Is it not science? It is not time. So these are the points. India was rich always. It's not that today because science, modern science has come, so therefore our India has lost its wealth. Earlier India was not having anything. It's all bogus. Bogus propaganda. So today they have completely controlled India. Now Indians are also thinking that our ancestors were foolish. They did not know anything. And they say that Britishers, they have done great mercy on us by giving us the science. We are backward people. It's all wrong. India, if it was so backward, then why they came here? They came to beg. India never went to beg from anybody. There's a history of India. Why they came here? If they have to give something, if India was beggar, then India should go to beg, na? Why did they come here? So who is beggar? They are beggar, not we. That is the truth. They came and they looted India. So much wealth. So their Vedas are not mythology. But it is a wonderful science. Everything. How to live life. Ideal family. Ideal education system. Ideal medical system. You know, free of cost medicine. You don't have to pay even a single money, single penny for getting treatment. That was very good. Today, lakhs of rupees, even if you pay, you will not come to know what is your disease. Very culture, free of cost. Education was free of cost. Medical treatment was free of cost. Doesn't matter. Even our poorest people will get everything. How? These people were generous. They were taught their life was based on religion. They knew that if they will give somebody, then they will get more than that by the mercy of God. But today what is the situation? This is British culture. That before putting, investing, we have to find out that okay, whether this fellow will be able to return me. If not, then why I should give him? Let him die. There is no return on investment, why I should reinvest? So these are the best social, best political system. Dharma of a king. And king was there trained, not like today's king. Foolish citizens, they are enacting another, they are giving vote to another fool, and the fool is becoming king. Corrupt fellow is becoming king. That was not the situation. Vedic culture, the trained people, well trained, well charactered people used to used to become king, and they take care of the citizens like their own children. Nobody would be suffering in the Vedic culture. Lord Ram, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, you see all their kingdom. You will not find that somebody was not having food to eat like today. No, never. So this all degradation started because of people of India. They started neglecting their Vedic culture. They started deviating and living their life away from the Vedic culture, principles of Vedic culture. That's why today situation is like that. How it started? First, even 200 years back, even a single Indian, he would never think that Veda is mythology. They cannot even think in dream also that Veda can be mythology. 200 years back. Then how suddenly they started thinking that Veda is mythology? What happened? The faith which was intact since last thousands of years, how within 150-200 years it was completely destroyed. And today hardly will find somebody he knows that no, Vedas are 100% truth. There is no scope for imagination or mythology. How many people are there in the country that think like that? None of them. No one. Practically I can guarantee you. Only in ISKCON you will find such people. Nowhere else. Why? Because all other systems are the product of modern education. Except ISKCON. ISKCON is a society which is not the product of modern education. It is completely, purely based on the Vedic principles. And it is becoming successful. You see, the ISKCON started in the Western countries, and Krishna is the God they never knew also, but they are chanting Hare Krishna. How? Where there is truth behind it, there is some benefit, there is some logic behind it, there is scientific. So therefore, we are trying to prove this is the Vedic knowledge, whole description. These all books together are called Vedic knowledge. Generally, हम लोग जानते हैं कि Vedas means four Vedas, that's all. No, it's not like that. Vedas means all this together. Shruti and Smriti. There are two parts. In Shruti, there are so many subdivisions. Smriti, there are so many subdivisions. I won't go in detail about that. Now, the ancient Vedic hymns, Rig Veda, 10,859 slokas, Yajur Veda, 3,988 slokas, Sam Veda, 1,549 slokas, and Ayurveda, 1 lakh slokas. Ayurveda 1 lakh. The Upanishad, Jyotish, Kalpa Upanishad, Shiksha Upanishad, Aitreya Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Kaushitika Upanishad, Ken Upanishad, Dhanurveda, Mundaka Upanishad, Sulba Sutra, Yoga Sutra. Like that there are 108 Upanishads. So in this presentation, now we are going to cover the fourth part we'll be covering. The wonder world, mythology. How it got connection with the Vedas? How it got connected with the Vedas? It's wonder world mythology. It was not earlier. Who connected it? Why he connected it? What was the intention behind connection? Then second, how it got started? Third, we are going to refute how it is bogus. This mythology word is bogus. There is no basis. Based on modern researches on Vedas. And then finally we discuss glory of Vedic wisdom. Present condition. You can read first part.
Most of the historians and archaeologists in the modern age agree that there was no civilization in the Ganges region of India 5 million
years. Yes. This is a fact. Next.
The civilization in which those pastimes are said to have occurred simply did not exist, as in Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana. They say that the stories of that civilization are mythological and they were gradually invented over a period of centuries.
So this is the present condition and present understanding of the scholars of Vedic knowledge in India.
Bentley and Palinian Indologists such as Sir William Jones and Max Muller worked hard to show that the Shastras are nothing but a mixture of fabrics and fiction, and they were quite successful. They started a school of thought that is solidly established in modern history, both in Western countries and in India.
Yes. So they worked very hard to establish the fact that Vedas are work of fiction. They have nothing to do with the real life. And their works are introduced into the education system of India, and today whatever we are reading, history or whatever philosophy of India, is what the Britishers put in our syllabus. Like if I ask, suppose you tell your neighbor, who is your enemy, your enemy, to write the history of your family. You understand? You tell your neighbor, who is your enemy, to write the history of your family. What is he going to write? He is going to write that, see, you people don't know, but I'll let you know that your grandfather had taken 1 crore loan from my family, which you people could not repay till today. So therefore you all are eternally indebted to us. And you should know that your great grandfather was the son of my grandfather. Therefore, in that rejected son. And your great-grandmother had the relationship with somebody else. She was prostitute. This is what they are going, your enemy is going to write. You can't expect that your enemy is going to write that your past was very glorious, even more glorious than our past. Will they write? No, never. And that's what happened. The Britishers were allowed to write the history of India. They introduced the history book. What is it? Why we should read history? What is the benefit in reading history? The history which they are writing, what is the benefit? Why we read so much textbook on history? What is the benefit? No benefit. Only benefit is that you read wrong history somehow or other, which was written by a Britisher. Why they introduced history? Because around 1850 they started rejecting the histories of India given in Vedic literature. So to reject, when you are rejecting one thing, then you have to give another option, alternative history. Then only you can reject previous one. So therefore they started archaeological excavations in India. So you see, in history book, in the beginning, the archaeological excavations were done by Britishers. And then they distorted the truth. They fit the history of India according to Bible. Bible says that India, the earth was created 4000 BC. So therefore, how history of India can go beyond 4000 BC? It will contradict Bible. So they had two options. Either they have to accept Veda or they have to accept Bible. If they will accept Veda, then Veda says that even lakhs of years back, there are Dwapar Yuga and Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga. But Bible says no, 4000 BC earth was created. So they have to prove that Veda are mythos somehow or other. Because if they accept, both can't be accepted together. So they did that and they were quite successful. How it got started? Careful beginning after 1757 victory. 1757 जो पलासी का युद्ध हुआ था, वन टी डीलर मिस्टर ट्विनिंग पुट इट, एज लॉन्ग एज वी कंटिन्यू टू गवर्न इंडिया इन द माइल्ड टॉलरेंट स्पिरिट ऑफ क्रिश्चियनिटी, वी मे गवर्न इट विथ ईज, बट इफ यू एवर द फटाइल डे यू कैन रीड फ्रॉम दैट साइड, आई एम नॉट रीड.
And religious innovation started for truth in that country. Indignation will spread from one end of Hindustan to other, and the arms of 50 million people will drive us from that portion of the globe. This as much is as the band of the radio will scatter the
people. What is the meaning? Can anybody tell? He is a tea dealer, Mr. Twining, who is saying. What is the message he is giving? So he is saying that they started in that time, so they wanted to, you know, not agitate the people of India. Their purpose was to control India, but they wanted to do it very gradually, nicely, so that people should not feel it. So what I know, as long as we continue to govern India in the mild, tolerant spirit, dhire dhire, slow women, we may govern it with ease. Nahi to kya hoga? अगर गलती से भी वो दिन आ गया, उनको पता चल गया है, तो क्या होगा? क्योंकि उसे 50 मिलियन ऑफ पीपल, मतलब उस दिन पॉपुलेशन कितना था? 5 करोड़ पॉपुलेशन ऑफ इंडिया, 5 करोड़ 50 मिलियन ऑफ पीपल विल ड्राइव अस फ्रॉम दैट पोर्शन ऑफ द लैंड, मतलब मार के भगा देंगे हमें. ये कितने होंगे? 500,000 लोग थे उस समय. उनको पता चल जाता उस समय कि हमें जीतने आए हैं, तो क्या करते? भगा देते उस समय. उस समय तो कुछ नहीं कर पाते. सो देयर फॉर द वेरी सिस्टमेटिकली दे डिड ऑल दिस. अनदर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू इन सपोर्ट ऑफ दैट पॉलिसी वाज बाय मॉन्टगोमरी. पढ़िए, समबडी कैन रीड.
क्रिश्चियनिटी हैज नथिंग टू टीच हिंदू एंड नो मिशनरी एवर मेड रियली when we were in India, he was more anxious to save the 30,000 of his countrymen in India than to save the souls of all the Jews by making them Christian as to their true Christ.
तो यहाँ पे 30,000 लोग आ गए हैं, अभी बढ़ गया, 30,000 ब्रिटिशर्स घुस गए इंडिया में। अब बोल रहा है कि हम चाहते हैं इंडिया को क्रिश्चियन में कन्वर्ट करना, लेकिन गलती से अगर कुछ गड़बड़ हो गया, पता चल गया तो क्या होगा, हमें मार देंगे। 30,000 लोग हमारे हैं और तुरंत खत्म हो जाएंगे। इसलिए बता रहा है कि ही वॉज मोर एंशियस टू सेव द 30,000 ऑफ हिज कंट्री मैन इंडिया देन टू सेव द सोल्स ऑफ द हिंदू माई बेकिंग देन क्रिश्चियन। सो पर्पस व्हाट वी गेट मैसेज दैट देयर पर्पस व्हेन दे केम इन इंडिया वॉज व्हाट, टू रूल इंडिया एंड टू कन्वर्ट इंडिया एंड टू क्रिश्चियन, दैट वॉज द पर्पस of British has to enter into the, not to glorify India and Vedic culture and Hindu religion. So the beginning by itself was the wrong, purpose itself was wrong when they came in India. So how there can be better in the future? So the same process, policy, they continue, and gradually now they started very slowly in the beginning and gradually they started attacking. How? Now we'll read. However, 1 year before this law was put into effect, the author Grant wrote. क्या बोल लिखा उसने? पढ़िए।
The company will suggest law rules for extending as far as it means length, the knowledge of person to the devil dress, using the practice of
faith. Again, they wanted to spread the Bible. Upon his arrival in 1810, the Governor General Marquis of Hastings wrote,
"The Hindu affairs begin merely imitating the Indian country, and even in them, indifferent is no higher interest than the law."
Yeah, this was their mentality regarding the Vedic culture. They are no better than thou.
See, India has an unlimited field for missionary activity. And insisting that it was part of the Christian government's duty to promote this, Christian missionaries came to India without any government approval. William Carey was the pioneer of the modern missionary enterprise in India and of the extent missionary scholarship in Oriental studies. Carey was an English Oriental scholar and the founder of the Galactic Missionary Society. From 1801 onward, a professor of Oriental languages, he composed numerous classical works, consisting of grammar and dictionaries in the Marathi, Sanskrit, Punjabi, Telugu, Bengali, and Vasan, Dalit. From the Serampore Press, that issued in his lifetime over 2 lakh Bibles and portions in nearly 40 different languages and dialects, carried himself undertaking most of the issue.
Here also message is same, that they wanted to spread Christianity. Another preacher, William Arthur, he is writing in his book. You can read? Padhiye.
Many films concerning the mouth of the Indian population and the poorer classes alone is that they are not civilized people.
Yeah. This is plain truth. They are not civilized people. And these Britishers are only civilized. Revered H. Bauman wrote that Hinduism was a वॉट इज द पावरफुल फो ऑफ क्रिश्चियनिटी वेदांत। फो मतलब क्या होता है? फो मीन एनिमी। तो वेदांता इज द एनिमी ऑफ क्रिश्चियनिटी। वाई? Because still the Vedanta is there, people's faith in Vedanta is there, Christianity can't enter, can't spread. So Vedanta is the enemy of Christianity. Padhiye aur aage.
1790, Dr. Lawless became a missionary attached to the East India Company arrived in Bengal, not long after his arrival, the good doctor accepted him. Neither truth nor honesty, honor, gratitude, nor charity is to be found in the face of the human.
Yes. He is a rascal. I don't think that he has read any book or any culture of India. India has so much honor, honesty, gratitude, charity, spirit. Famous personalities like Bali Maharaj and Karna, they are so much famous for charity. So their purpose was to condemn the Indians, condemn the Hindu culture, criticize Indians. That was their purpose. With that motive they came into India.
The whole history of this human body, Krishna, is one of lust, robbery, and murder.
Yes. So this is what they could understand from Vedas. All our acharyas were worshipping Krishna, and this rascal is coming and commenting that, you know, Krishna's life is lust and murder and all this. So all our acharyas were full, worshipping Krishna, a lusty person, leaving everything. After taking sannyas, Shankaracharya and Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya worshipping a lusty person. And this sense gratifier, he is writing Krishna as lusty. And that what is our there in the, his heart he is expressing. So the interest was not education, but so on the name of education, what they did? They converted Indians into Christians. And you see, today also the same policy they are doing. On the name of education, they are starting schools, free education, all these things, and they are converting Indians into Christians. So the purpose is not education, but conversion. If the purpose is only education, then they should not convert. Why they are converting? They should just give education, free education, but it's not free. You know, what price they are taking? They are taking conversion, their religion, dharma. They are giving you education, material education, but they are taking in return your dharma. Padhiye, somebody.
The prominent missionary Alexander Duff founded the Scottish Church.
Scottish Church is college, famous college in Calcutta during that time. It was founded by whom? A missionary, Alexander Duff. He was a missionary. Missionary means? The purpose of, the one whose purpose is to establish the Christianity mission in India. So they started opening colleges, Presidency College, Scottish Churches College, so many colleges they opened in India after coming. And what was the purpose? Now you see. In Calcutta, padhiye.
Which he emerges as a big force for great campaign against India.
Yeah. So Scottish Churches College was a headquarters for a great campaign against Hinduism.
Duff sought to convert the Indians by enrolling them in Jewish guns, schools and colleges, and placed his emphasis on learning the Chinese through the English language.
Yes, so because Christians, all the literatures were in English, so therefore they should know English. So now they have introduced English education.
Duff wrote, while we regret that few literature and science are to be substituted in place of what is most clearly called, we cannot but lament that no provision has been made for substituting the only true religion, Christianity.
Yeah, only true religion is Christianity.
In place of the false religion, which our literature and science will need to be demolished.
Yes.
All the systems of false religion, even of subjugated burden. So, in genuinity,
so this is Duff who founded the Scottish Churches College in Calcutta. Dangerous motives. Richard Temple, a high officer, said in एंड 1883 स्पीच टू ए लंदन मिशनरी सोसाइटी. क्या बोला?
What is most important to you, friends of Muslims, is this, that there is a large population of other regions, the people who are outside Islam, if they are attacked, as they repeatedly may be, Christianity, they will form a nucleus around which British power and influence know the other.
So this is their policy, even they are following it today. There are outcast aborigines, this SCST people, in the Jharkhand and all the lower caste people. So they, he is saying that first we have to attack them, and because we can convert them very rapidly, and then what we'll do, by using them as a nucleus around, then we'll convert entire country. The purpose was conversion, not education.
But India is like a mighty dragon, which is being battered by every argument. We have given blow after blow, and hurt after hurt, and the effect is not at first very remarkable, but at last it crashes the mighty structure and comes toppling down. And it is our hope that someday the Christian religion of India will be in like manner come.
The hidden religions of India will in like manner succumb. That is, we have firm hope. That हमने झटका दे रहे हैं, दे रहे हैं, अभी कुछ नहीं हो पा रहा है, उतना प्रभाव नहीं पड़ रहा है, लेकिन एक न एक दिन ये कोलैप्स करेगा, और वो हो रहा है अभी. Now that their mission, now it is becoming fruitful. Even they have left India, but now it is becoming fruitful.
Same.
So as to the value of teaching Sanskrit and India's classical literature, as well as regional languages in the schools to be established by the British for the education of the Indian people. Aage padhi.
A few members of the council were mildly in favor of it, but the presently expressed fully people-centric and Christian view of Macaulay's figure. With a question in mind, Macaulay wrote that he could not find one orientalist.
Yes. So here Thomas Macaulay. This Macaulay was the education minister at that time. He was put on the mission to set the education policy of India. So he is writing. Now you can read.
Who could deny that a single shelf of good European library is worth the whole native literature of India and Arabic? Are we to teach first history, first astronomy, first medicine, because we find them in company with first religion? The interest equivalency of the Western literature is indeed fully admitted by those members of the community who support the Oriental plan of education. The superiority of the Europeans becomes apparently inevitable.
Do you understand what he is saying, Lord Macaulay? He is saying that all the history of India, what Vedic history, Vedic physics, Vedic chemistry, Vedic medical science are false. And what they are trying to give Western literature is only truth.
He went on to make the outrageous assertion that all the historical information has been collected from all the books written in the Sanskrit language is less valuable than what may be found in the most partly advanced European literary schools in India.
So this is what was their understanding.
It will make the following case easily express the open educated assertion as his central statement of belief. The question on our belief before us is simply whether, when it is in our power to teach the English language, we shall teach English in which there are no books on any subject which deserves to be compared to our own, whether when we can patronize sound philosophy and poetry. We shall concentrate at the public expense medical doctrine which could raise an English carrier. economy which could move lotus in birds, heaven, beneath boarding of food, history abounding in things 36 hours and his reign 30,000 years long, and geography made up of seas, shepherds and rivers of water. I will at once stop the printing of Arabic and Sanskrit books. I will abolish the Mahabharata and the Sanskrit college
itself. So these are the things which is mentioned in Vedic literature. The ocean of butter, Kshir Sagar. So they think that because we can't see Kshir Sagar, Kshir Sagar is not there. They think like that. It's all false imagination. So in this basis, they are rejecting the Vedic literature.
It is my belief that if our plans situations are followed up, there will not be a single new letter among the respectable classes in Bengal 30 years hence. And this will be effective without any first post-to-life, without the smallest interference of the immediate liberty, financial operation of knowledge and deception.
बड़ा मज़ा आ रहा है प्रोजेक्ट में, बहुत मज़ा आ रहा है क्योंकि आज से 30 साल के बाद कोई भी हिंदू आइडोलेटर नहीं बचेगा. Somebody else can read loudly. Yes, so this is what the belief of. So by knowledge and reflection, the Hindu would turn their backs upon their religion. पीठ दिखाएंगे अपने धर्म के प्रति और क्रिश्चियन के प्रति आएंगे, क्रिश्चियन धर्म के प्रति.
In order to do this, he planned to use the strength of educated Indians against them by using a scholarship to uproot their own traditions or in his own words, Indians in blood and color, but English is said, in opinion, in morals, in intellect.
Yes. The Indians in only blood and color. But there will be English in taste, in opinion, in morals and in intellect. And today it is almost correct, isn't it? So this was the vision of Lord Macaulay. And Macaulay education system, what he put, you won't believe, till 1986 and even today also, the education system of India is known as Macaulay education system, even till today. 1986 में नई राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति बनी, उस समय तक एजुकेशन सिस्टम का नाम था मैकॉले एजुकेशन सिस्टम इंडिया. एंड व्हाट वाज द पर्पस ऑफ दैट एजुकेशन सिस्टम इज दिस.
ही फाइनली बिलीव दैट नो हिंदू हैज रिसीव्ड एन इंग्लिश एजुकेशन एवर रिमेन सिंसियरली अटैच्ड टू हिज.
इस तरह से उन्होंने स्ट्रक्चर किया है स्ट्रेटेजिकली. अगर आपने इंग्लिश पढ़ा, इसका मतलब है कि आप हिंदू रिलीजन में विश्वास कर ही नहीं सकते. हाँ, बुक में है सारा है, इस टाइप नोट है.
The newly educated Indian youth would see how barbaric the native superstition actually were. Macaulay finally found such a scholar in Frederick Maxmuller.
So he wanted a scholar who can translate and prove that actually the Vedic literatures are barbarian. You know, there is no basis behind that. So he found a friend, that is Maxmuller. Now we'll discuss something about Maxmuller. What was his idea about Vedic literature? Because he has written many volumes of books on Vedas. He was sitting in Germany. In his entire life of 77 years, he never came in India. He was sitting in Germany and he was writing a book on Vedas. Vedas say the first qualification to understand Veda is that Adav Guru Parashraya. First take shelter of a bona fide guru. But he never came in India. What is taking of shelter? तद्विज्ञानार्थम स गुरु में वा विगच्छेत. फर्स्ट यू हैव टू अप्रोच ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, सरेंडर अन टू हिम. What is speak of surrendering? He never came in India. And he is writing books. He is writing comment on Vedas. And we are reading that comment. So let us see what he is writing.
India has been conquered once, but India must be conquered again, and that second conquer should be a conquered by education.
Education, yes. Once we have conquered, but it should be conquered again. This is not sufficient. But this time we will conquer through education.
The ancient religion of India is doomed, and its Christianity does not step in, whose fault will it be? Could you say that anyone's status is inferior to all others in the world? I say the New Testament. After that, I should place the Quran. It in its moral teaching is hardly more than a later edition of the New Testament than would follow, according to my opinion, the Old Testament. The Southern Buddhist Tripitaka, the Thoughty King of God. The
kings
of Confucius, the Veda, and the
Avasta. The last name Veda. Baki sab pahle Veda ko sabse last name. Yes?
Tell me some of your chief difficulties that prevent you and your countrymen from openly following this. And when I write to you, I shall do my best to explain how I and many who agree with me have met them and solved them. From my point of view, India, is the best part of it, is already converted to Christianity. You want to know the situation to become a follower of this, then make up your mind to work for yourself. Unite your flock to hold them together and prevent them from saying, the bridge has been built for you by those who came before you. Step boldly forward, because it will break under you, and you will find many friends to welcome you on the other shore, and among them none more delighted than your old friend and fellow labor Yasna.
Yes, he is writing to one of his friends, Indian friend, N.K. Majumdar, that you become Christian. You become Christian. So now how it got started, we will finish here by the summary. So one by one we'll, some of the one-sided prejudice that they have inherited can be summed up as follows. First,
due to religious prejudice, early Indologists were reluctant to read the Vedas of higher antiquity than the earliest portion of the Old Testament and placed them beyond 2500 BC. In fact, the dating that they did give to the Vedas was totally speculative and unclear.
Yeah. So 2500 BC they gave, you know, Harappa, Mohenjo-daro. उससे पहले नहीं, उससे पहले कोई हिस्ट्री था ही नहीं इंडिया का.
Due to a poor fund of knowledge, early Indologists relegated all the very facts and the personality found in them to the realm of mythology. Furthermore, these texts were written by some very less anonymous persons who attributed their works to mystical
heavens. Yes, next.
Early Indologists were responsible for creating the outlandish and countless theory of the Aryan invasion, according to which the very existence of the solar and lunar dynasties of kings are totally denied. Such a assumption was solely based upon racist, religious and political motivation. Ironically, this theory is taught in every school throughout the subcontinent to this day.
So they brought this theory, Aryan invasion. You know, how many of you know this about this theory? Aryan invasion theory, you have heard? You have not heard? You heard? You? Aryan invasion theory? We will explain in the coming slide. They gave this theory knowingly. Aryan invasion theory means that Arya, which is mentioned in Vedic literature, are not from India. They came from our side, Europe. From Europe came in India. India ke log इतने एजुकेटेड नहीं थे कि वेद को लिख सके, इसलिए वहाँ से आए थे लोग और उन्होंने ये सब कल्चर सिस्टम बनाया है यहाँ पे आके. आपका कोई क्रेडिट नहीं है, हमारे ही बाप दादा है ना किया है ये सब. जो भी प्राउड करने वाला चीज आपके पास ना, वो हमारे बाप दादा ने आगे किया है यहाँ. हाँ मतलब जो थोड़ा अच्छा है बट सब खराबी है, लेकिन जो थोड़ा बहुत अच्छा है वो भी वो जो है मेरे हम लोग ने किया है। यस दे आर रिस्पॉन्सिबल करप्ट ट्रांसलेशन actually Sanskrit is the mother of all Indo-European languages. We will see in the coming slide. So today we have seen how this mythology word got connected it to the Vedas. This is the first part of the presentation we have covered today. That how they connected this mythology word very systematically with the purpose and very strategically through the education system. And later on they have connected this such education to our bread. अगर आपको खाना चाहिए तो आपको एक पढ़ना पड़ेगा और उसमें क्या पढ़ना पढ़ाएंगे वो हम डिसाइड करेंगे। आप बोलेंगे नहीं नहीं ये तो मेरे धर्म के खिलाफ है, ठीक है तो आपको खाना नहीं मिलेगा। अगर खाना चाहिए तो पढ़ी इसी को पढ़ना पड़ेगा आपको, क्योंकि मार्क्स नहीं मिलेगा फिर आपको। आप जो है जो भागवत गीता में जो हरे कृष्ण वाले बताते हैं वो आप लिख के आइए अपने फिलोसफी बुक में एग्जाम में, आईएएस का एग्जाम दीजिए और इसमें फिलोसफी भागवत गीता का लिखिए जो प्रभुपाद दे रहे हैं, नहीं मार्क्स मिलेगा आपको। लेकिन जो मैक्स मुलर दे रहा है वो लिख के आएंगे आपको पूरा मार्क्स मिलेगा, क्योंकि ये सिविल सर्विसेज का पैटर्न भी उन्होंने शुरू किया था। तो इस तरह से नेक्स्ट वी आर गोइंग टू कवर द साइंटिफिक वेरिफिकेशन ऑफ वैदिक नॉलेज बेस्ड ऑन द मॉडर्न साइंटिफिक रिसर्चेज एंड डिस्कवरी विल प्रूव दैट वैदिक वेद आर नॉट माइथोलॉजी। इन दैट वी आर गोइंग टू कवर सो मेनी आर्कियोलॉजिकल फाइंडिंग वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस एंड द वेरियस sciences explained in Vedas. We'll discuss Vedic astronomy, Saraswati river bed, Lord Rama's bridge, Ayurveda, speed of light given in Vedic mathematics, Vaimanik Shastra, myth of Aryan invasion, Dwarka city found in ocean, Vedic science of music, yoga and meditation, NASA Sanskrit report, and Kurukshetra finding. So through these points, 13 points, we are going to prove you that Vedas are not mythology, they are scientific. So one by one we'll discuss it and next class we'll finish this part. So thank you very much. And will anybody has any question regarding whatever we have discussed till now?
Book.
इसके ऊपर मेरे पास material है, soft copy material, pen drive में contact. Lot of book materials are there, I'll show you. ये देखिए ये सारी किताबें हैं वैदिक साइंस की। इसके अलावा ये इतने सारे मटेरियल्स हैं, आप चाहें तो पढ़ सकते हैं। नेक्स्ट टाइम दोज हु आर इंटरेस्टेड टू अंडरस्टैंड मोर दे कैन कम एंड टेक। Myth of Aryan Invasion, NASA Sanskrit Report, Sanskrit and Artificial Intelligence, Secrets in Vedas. There are some of these concepts are there in the notes box, and then others are also there. Some videos are also there, I wanted to show you all. That will show you next class. Today time is over. Sanskrit is the most scientific language. The most scientific language proven by the NASA. American Research Institute, NASA. We'll see this video next. So, any question? Till now?
There are no Indian students in history. Only, that has been done by the
Indians are there. But because in the beginning they put in the education system, so बाद में जो Indians आए उनका basis study का क्या था? What they have given. So based on them only they have already given a vision. उसके बाद उसी के बीच में आपको पढ़ना है. जैसे कि Darwin ने दे दिया basic एक angle दे दिया. अब जो भी सोच रहा है उसी angle से देख रहा है. Nobody thinks there can be any angle other than that also. Now जो भी अब उसी एंगल से दिखा रहे हैं आप. अब हमने ये प्रूफ कर दिया है कि वेदज आर माइथोलॉजी. अब आपको क्या करना है और इसको पक्का करना है. बस ऐसा रिसर्च कीजिए कि पक्का हो जाए. ये 100% प्रूफ हो चुका है कि वेदज आर माइथोलॉजी. अब उस पर रिसर्च आपको नहीं करने दिया जाएगा. आज भी इवन टुडे ऑल्सो यू कांट रिसर्च. There are the excavation on Dwarka. Dwarka city is found in the ocean, but still the Indian government is not allowing the historians to explain that the Mahabharata is true. Why? Politics. Ayodhya के ऊपर आपको वीडियो दिखाऊंगा. अयोध्या के ऊपर that is very clearly proven. Very clearly. That Ayodhya, there was a temple in Ayodhya. The report was given by the committee. I'll show you the video, maybe next class. The head of the committee is saying that I have written in the report that there was a temple. But government changed the report. Nathuram Godse, he killed Mahatma Gandhi. And then after that he had written a book, you know? That book? Have you read that book? None of Indian. That book is seized by Indian government. Seized by Indian government. It is not allowed to read that book. Why? In that book he has written why he had murdered Mahatma. He was an educated person, Nathuram Godse. Mahatma Gandhi had the power to stop violence, but because of his weakness of heart, he allowed the Jinnah and Jawaharlal Nehru to do whatever they wanted. And because of their self-interest, the whole game was spoiled. And Mahatma Gandhi only was the person who could have stopped them. But because of his weak-heartedness towards the Nehru, he could not do. But he, if he would have wanted, he could have stopped. Whole India was following Gandhi. एक बार बोल देते कौन वोट देता जवाहरलाल नेहरू को? कोई नहीं देता. People are mad after Mahatma Gandhi, but he did not. They were hearted. So therefore, so many reasons she has given in that book. That's why that book are not allowed to go in the market. So there are many things that are kept hidden due to the political reasons, so many reasons, and we are not known to the real thing. So the many people, the historians, then many historians, they know this fact. Aryan invasion theory is wrong. Now it has been, in 1990 they are accepting gradually also. Still it is taught in the textbook. अभी भी पूरा accept नहीं हटाया नहीं उसके textbook से. क्योंकि क्या होता है, जैसे ही कुछ वैदिक का डालने का शुरू करते हैं तो मुस्लिम हल्ला करते हैं. जैसे ही आप वैदिक कल्चर डालोगे मीन्स दैट मुस्लिम क्या वो वंदे मातरम जो बोल दिया तो क्या हुआ, वंदे मातरम बोलने के लिए मुस्लिम ने फतवा जारी कर दिया. इन योर ओन कंट्री, इन योर ओन लैंड you don't have any right to speak. That is the situation. You don't have right to speak the truth. That is the situation. So even if don't think that no historian knows. They know. Many people they accept. I have a book last time मैंने दिखाया था आप लोगों को. There is a book called this If you all are interested, you can read this book. Crimes against India and the need to protect its ancient Vedic tradition. In this book, Stephen Knapp, he has 1,000 years of attacks against Hinduism and what to do about it. Written a book. How the Vedic culture was destroyed in India by the attacker, one after another. Stephen Knapp is a person from America. He is a member of ISKCON. He is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So just see Prabhupada, how much transformation he has brought. So the Westerners are writing in favor of Hinduism, Vedic culture. That is the power of Prabhupada. And he did a very detailed study. Very detailed, you see, 370 page literature in this book. He has written many other books. He is writing The War Against India's Ancient Tradition. Purpose of this book and Defending Dharma, War Against Hinduism, Vedic Culture, The Last Basin of Deep Spiritual Truth. In India's history and its battles to protect culture. Kaise kaise attack hue? First attack by Islam, the main failure and the weakness of India. Do not miss the message of the past. The real intention of the Islamic invaders. Then, not to be forgotten, the attacks of Mahmud Ghazni. Mahmud Ghazni attack on Mathura. This destruction of Somnath temple. Mohammad Ghori. The slave Sultan Mamluk. The Khiljis. Warning signs of tyranny. The sacking of Chidambaram and Srirangam temples. The Tughlaqs. The plunder of Jagannath Puri. Muzaffar Shah attack on Somnath, Amir Timur, the Sayyidin, the Lodin, Sikandar Lodi treatment of Mathura. Char bar Mathura mein bataya jata hai, char bar mandir ko toda gaya. Four times. Pehle toda kisne? Mahmud Ghazni ne. Phir Raja ne banwaya wahan pe. Phir uske baad Sikandar Lodi ne toda. Phir Raja ne banwaya. Phir uske baad kisi Taimur ne toda. Sorry. हाँ सिकंदर लोधी ने तोड़ा उसके बाद फिर औरंगजेब ने तोड़ा लास्ट टाइम. सिमिलरली इन अयोध्या ऑल्सो सो मेनी टाइम्स दे हैव ब्रोकन द टेम्पल. द्वारका डिस्ट्रॉय बाय मोहम्मद बेगरा. द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ गोविंद टेम्पल इन वृंदावन. डिस्ट्रॉय केशव टेम्पल इन मथुरा. मुस्लिम बर्न लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ हैट पुरी. उसके बाद कैसे पुर्तगाली आए और गोवा कैसे उन्होंने आके अटैक किया. फिर ब्रिटिशर्स आए. ब्रिटिशर्स ने कैसे 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 इस किताब में डिटेल में दिया हुआ है जो हम बता रहे थे आपको ना. इस किताब में पूरा डिटेल कैसे उन्होंने रियल गुड डेट कम फ्रॉम ब्रिटिश इंडिया. इंटरेस्ट इन एंशियंट इंडियन ट्रेडिशन इन यूरोप. हाउ यूरोपियन इंटरेस्ट इन हिंदुइज्म केम बैक टू इंडिया टू गांधी. हिस्टोरिकल इंसिडेंट ऑफ द ब्रिटिश इन इंडिया. डिवाइड एंड रूल पॉलिसी ऑफ द ब्रिटिश. तो ये सारा तो हम जानते ही हैं. उनका थोड़े एक ही अननोन है. सबको पता है डिवाइन रूल पॉलिसी दे हैव नहीं है. बट स्टिल वी आर सो मच ऑफ लाइफ. वी फील वी आर एक्सट्रीमली ऑफ लाइफ टू द ब्रिटिश. लाइक दैट यू कैन रीड इफ यू वांट दिस बुक. इंडोलॉजिस्ट के बारे में जो हम बता रहे थे उसको द स्ट्रगल्स दैट गो ऑन टूडे. इसमें इंडोलॉजिस्ट के बारे में बताया हुआ है यहाँ पे पूरा डिटेल में है ना. क्योंकि आप इसको पढ़ेंगे तो वो सारा जो बोल रहे थे किताब उसमें इसमें बताया हुआ है. और लास्ट में इन्होंने बताया है कि कैसे बचाया जा सकता है इंडिया को. प्रेजेंट थ्रेट्स एंड चैलेंजेस. हिंदूज नीड टू बी एंड डू मोर. लैक ऑफ यूनिटी. द वेनिंग ऑफ वैदिक हिंदू सोसाइटी. अनइक्वल वर्ल्ड पीस. टेररिज्म एंड द लॉस ऑफ हिंदूज अराउंड इंडिया. ridiculous foreign policy, India's politicians, bureaucratic corruption, the legal system, the threat of Pakistan, Kashmir, Muslim tactics in other areas, China and Tibet, social problems, kai problems, societal problems. The last part is what we can do now. So he has given the even solution, how to again preserve the culture of India, Vedic culture of India. So he has any equal problem, but I have told you. So he is suggesting also how to solve the problem, how to bring back Vedic culture again. So you all can read. Okay? Thank you. So it's not that nobody knows, but like nobody wants to understand. Political bana diya tha kisi cheez ko India mein.
No scholars.
They were ruling the country. वो क्या करते थे, दे हैड डिफरेंट टेक्निक्स. व्हाट दे डिड दैट दे टू ग्लोरीफाई इंडिया फर्स्ट. तो लोग हरी दे आर रूलिंग इंडिया एंड देन ओ दे आर ग्लोरीफाइंग अस. बड़े खुश हो जाते थे उसको पढ़ते थोड़ा ध्यान से, और ग्लोरीफाई करते करते लास्ट में बोलते थे लेकिन ये सब माइथोलॉजी है. लाइक दैट शुरू बताते थे कितना अच्छा पोएट्री है, बहुत अच्छा छंद है, बहुत अच्छा पद्य है, गद्य है, लेकिन जो भी है सब काल्पनिक है ना. लाइक दैट इट हैज नो वैल्यू. दैट वाज देयर आइडिया. वी विल स्टॉप हियर बिकॉज टाइम इज नाउ ओवर. Yeah, you can ask. We'll answer two more questions. One question is clear. Time is more, so you can personally also ask after the class. Okay. Yeah? Because others have to go also, no? Already today we are late. Yeah? My point is that next time what we can do, no? All of you can. Yeah, forbidden archaeology. Yeah, naturally. Banker. They ban the book. Anybody who reveals the truth, they will ban. So, what we can do next time, you all can come directly here. Rather than you all have japa there, then come here. Is it not possible that you all can come here? No problem. What you can do? Wednesday, no? Wednesday you can have program there, and some other day we'll have here. For senior group we'll have program here, and juniors there. The day this can regular. No, so for them also you can have there only, no problem. Because here we want to discuss some more deep topics which we can't discuss there. So let them attend, no problem, there only. But those who are very interested, they only should come here. Because now we are discussing the sensitive topic. If somebody doesn't have that much understanding, then he will not understand all these things. So, but these are very important. We should have, our Vedic culture has so much to give. First we have to be convinced about our Vedic culture, then only we can take the message very seriously. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Now we'll have prasadam for you all. We have nice prasadam we have brought for you all. Please sit in queue. Hold the mat quickly. By the time I'll run a video for you all. मैट को फोल्ड कर दीजिए, इसको हटा दीजिए. वीडियो नहीं छोड़ेंगे
सर,
बैठ सकते हैं सर, ओके, पर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन में दिक्कत होगी, उसको थोड़ा आगे कर सकते हैं सर। या और थोड़ा एडजस्ट करना पड़ेगा लेंस को थोड़ा, हाँ वहाँ हाँ नॉर्थ साइड साउंड इज लेस बिकॉज लेस में से स्पीकर लेके आ सकते हैं बड़ा वाला।
मैं यहाँ इसलिए नहीं कि मैं कोई इतिहास विशेषज्ञ या भूगर्भ संस्कृत, मैं यहाँ इसलिए कि अयोध्या समस्या से जितना आप व्यथित हैं उतना मैं भी, हम इस समस्या की जटिलता एवं गंभीरता से समझते हैं, लेकिन फिर भी हम अयोध्या और इसके इतिहास के बारे में बहुत ही कम जानते हैं, जिससे मैंने तय किया है कि खुद ही इस विषय में कुछ अनुसंधान करूं। मैंने ग्रंथालय जाना और पढ़ना शुरू किया, जुड़ी सारी विशेष घटनाएं मैंने क्रम से लगाई। ये सिर्फ एक कोशिश है की सारी जानकारी आप रखी जाए ताकि आप अपना मन बना सकें। अयोध्या इस शब्द का अर्थ होता है अपहरण या जिसे हरान नहीं होती, ये इतिहास है युद्ध का, 2200 सालों के संघर्ष का, सिर्फ पूर्व 150 साल से आज तक का। लेकिन सबसे पहले अयोध्या की एक और पहचान करा,
सुनाई नहीं दे रहा है ना आप लोगों को,
राजधानी
सुनाई नहीं दे रहा होगा,
राम जी का जन्मस्थल
उल्लेख
खासकर रामायण एवं महाभारत जैसे
वर्णन ग्राम वैष्णव साम्राजन
विश्वास
श्री कांत जी ने अपनी किताब हिस्टोरिकल स्केच ऑफ फैजाबाद में कहीं बात साधारणतः सर्व माने हैं। उसमें वो कहते हैं पुरातन शहर घूमने का विक्रमादित्य का तरीका था, जहाँ सरयू बहती है और भगवान शंकर का रूप नागेश्वर नाम मंदिर रहा है। ये भी माना जाता है कि विक्रमादित्य ने करीब 360 मंदिर अयोध्या नगरी में बनवाए और श्री राम की पूजा हिंदुओं में निरंतर चलती है। इसकी पुष्टि नासिक स्थित शतवाहन राजा द्वारा बनाई पुरातन गुफा के शिलालेख में मिलती है। बहुत चर्चित संस्कृत नाटककार भास ने श्री राम को अर्चना अवतार से जोड़ा है। राम को विष्णु अवतार में पूजे जाने की परंपरा है, जिसका सबूत पुरानी दस्तकारी एवं शिलालेखों में मिलता है। चौथी शताब्दी के रामटेक मंदिर की दस्तकारी, सन 424 का कंधार शिलालेख, सन 543 का चालुक्य शिलालेख, 8वीं शताब्दी का महाबलीपुरम शिलालेख, 11वीं शताब्दी में जोधपुर नजदीक बना अम्बा माता मंदिर, सन 1145 का रेवा जिले के मुकुटपुर में बना राम मंदिर, सन 1168 का हंसी शिलालेख, रामपुर जिले के राजीव में बना राजीव लोचन मंदिर इन्हीं में से कुछ हैं। 12वीं शताब्दी में 5 मंदिर अयोध्या में थे। गोप्रतार घाट का गुप्तचंदी, स्वर्ग द्वार घाट का चंद्रहारी, चक्रतीर्थ घाट का विष्णुहारी, स्वर्ग द्वार घाट का धर्महारी एवं जन्मभूमि जगह पर विष्णु मंदिर। महमूद गजनवी ने सोमनाथ पूजा और वापस चला गया, लेकिन उसका भतीजा सालार मसूद अयोध्या की ओर बढ़ा। 14 जून 1033 को मसूद अयोध्या से 40 किलोमीटर दूरी पर बहराई पहुंचा। यहां सुहेलदेव के नेतृत्व में सेना इकट्ठी हुई। सुहेलदेव की सेना ने मसूद पर धावा बोल दिया, जिसमें मसूद की सेना परास्त हुई और मसूद मारा गया। मसूद के चरित्रकार अब्दुल रहमान चिश्ती मेरठ मसूदी में कहते हैं,
मौत का सामना है, फिराक दूरी नजदीक है, उन्होंने ने जमाव किया है, इनका लश्कर बे इंतहा है। सुदूर नेपाल से पहाड़ों के नीचे घाघरा तक फौज मुखालिफ का पड़ाव है। मसूद की मौत के बाद अजमेर से मुजफ्फर खान तुरंत आया, पर वह भी मात थी।
मशीन में बना राजीव लोचन मंदिर जन्मस्थल पर राम पूजा की परंपरा और राम नवमी का उत्सव सालों से होता रहा, जिसमें भारत भर से बड़ी तादाद में लोग आते रहे। जरा इन किताबों और उनके लेखकों पर नजर डालते हैं। द हिस्ट्री एंड जियोग्राफी ऑफ इंडिया, लेखक जोसेफ टाइपन के लिए, 1750। सफेदल नसाई बहादुर शाही, लेखिका बहादुर शाह की लड़की, 17वीं शताब्दी के अंत या 18वीं शताब्दी की शुरुआत। ब्रिटिश सर्वेयर मैंकुनोरी मार्टिन की 1838 की रिपोर्ट, ईस्ट इंडिया कंपनी, लेखक एडवर्ड फाउंटेन, 1854। हादी का ये शहादा लेखक मिर्जा जान 1856। लेकिन इन दिनों में भी बाबा उद्धवदास और बाबा रामचंद्र दास ने मिलकर नसीरुद्दीन हैदर और वाजिद अली शाह के शासनकाल दरमियान 5 बार राम जन्मभूमि पर कब्जा पाने की कोशिश की। सन 1857 में अमीर अली ने जिहाद की घोषणा की और अपने 170 आदमी लेकर हनुमानगढ़ पर हमला किया। अमीर अली हार गया और उसका जिहाद की और फिर आई 1857 की लड़ाई, जब हिंदू और मुस्लिम दोनों ने मिलकर अंग्रेजों के खिलाफ लड़ाई की। तब एक मौलवी आमिर अली ने स्थानीय मुसलमानों को इकट्ठा कर राम जन्मभूमि हिंदुओं को सौंपने का दावा कर दिया। झूठ की राजनीति से अंग्रेजों ने अपनी चाल चलकर अमीर अली और बाबा रामचंद्र दास को अयोध्या में ही एक इमली के पेड़ पर लटकाकर फांस दिया। इमली का पेड़ आज भी गवाह बना अयोध्या में खड़ा है। सर्जन जनरल एडवर्ड बॉल्फर्ड द्वारा लिखित एनसाइक्लोपीडिया ऑफ इंडिया में लिखा है कि वहां मंदिर की जगह के पास 3 मस्जिदें थी, एक जन्मस्थल पर, दूसरी स्वर्ग द्वार और तीसरी त्रेता का ठाकुर पर। इससे पहले हमने कुछ किताबें, लेखक और उनकी टिप्पणियों को देखा है। उनके अलावा और भी कुछ किताबें हैं, जैसे मिर्जा राजा बली देव द्वारा 1867 में लिखी फसाना विक्रम। और 1861 में शेख मोहम्मद अजमत अली काकोर बिनामी की लिखी तारीखी उमर। 1870 में पी कानगी द्वारा लिखित अ हिस्टोरिकल स्केच ऑफ फैजाबाद। 1877 की अवध गजब। 1880 की मोहम्मद हसन द्वारा लिखित जियारी आस्था। 1880 की फैजाबाद सेटलमेंट रिपोर्ट। 1881 की इंपीरियल गजट ऑफ फैजाबाद तथा मौलवी अब्दुल करीम द्वारा लिखित गुमा से हालात से अयोध्या अवध। सन 1886 में मोहम्मद असगर की याचिका पर न्यायमूर्ति कर्नल एस ई ए शर्मायर ने अयोध्या भेंट दी और अपने फैसले में कहा, हिंदुओं की पवित्र भूमि पर मस्जिद बांधना बहुत ही दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण बात है, लेकिन ये काम करीब 356 साल पहले यानी सन 1530 में हुआ था। आज से न कोई धूप निकाला नहीं जा सकता, ये दोनों पक्षों के लिए
अरे कितना लेट हो गया आपको, आप कैसे जाएंगे? मैं तो सी जाएंगे अभी। अच्छा कितना देर लगेगा आपको जाने में? ठीक है, आप निकल जाएंगे। नेक्स्ट टाइम कम नहीं कर
Yeah.
کرنی ہے نہیں ادھر آپ لوگ ہاسٹل میں بھی اتنا گرمی پڑتا ہے
روم کے باہر نکلتے ہی ہمت اتنا رہتا ہے کہ پسینا پسینا رہتا ہے پورے دن کلاس لینا کبھی فیلڈ میں جانا سارے دن پسینا رہتا ہے
وہاں پہ کھیت بھی ہوگا
کھیت ہے نا بہت بڑے بڑے جیسے سوئنگ کرنا وہ اب آج میں کھیت میں تھا میں گیا تھا صبح آج نکلا تھا میں 9 بجے نکل گیا تھا صبح
اچھا لوگ کھیتی کرتے ہیں وہاں سے
1 بجے آ کے کھانا آیا
کیا بناتے ہیں کھیت
وہ سر وہی بریڈنگ کا ریلیٹڈ پلانٹ تھا بس کراسنگ کرانا نیو ویرائٹیز ہائلڈنگ ویرائٹیز ڈیولپ کرنا نیو جینو ٹائپ ہاؤ وی پریوینٹ ٹو پلانٹ فرام دی انسیکٹس ڈیزیز
اچھا
پلانٹ ڈیولپ ریزسٹنٹ سالٹ salted areas صبح 9 بجے گیا تھا 1 بجے آیا کھانا 2 بجے واپس گیا تھا پھر میں نے 7 بجے آ جانتے میں نہیں آیا فاسٹ آیا تھا پھر لیٹ ہو گیا تھا
ہاں وہ بھی ضروری ہے وہ بھی ضروری ہے لائف کے لیے ہاں اندر آؤں گا
دکھاتے ہیں مولی گاجر
اچھا اس میں ویرائٹی آپ لوگ ڈیولپ کرتے ہیں
ہاں مطلب جو سائنٹسٹ وہاں کے ڈیولپ کیے ہم تو اسٹوڈینٹ ہیں تو
آپ لوگ اسٹڈی کرتے ہیں
اسٹڈی کرتے ہیں ریسرچ
دیکھتے ہیں
کیسے کیا کیا جاتا ہے کیسے کرتے ہیں آگے سائنٹسٹ بنیں گے ہم لوگ
انہوں نے وہ کیا ایک سے دوسرے میں جین ڈال دیتے ہیں
ہاں جیسے کوئی بھی جین ہوتا ہے وہ کلر کے لیے ریسپانس ہوتا ہے کوئی پرٹیکولر انسیکٹ کے لیے ریزسٹنٹ ہوتا ہے
کیا کریشن
وہ دوسرے پلانٹ میں ٹرانسفر کر دیا جاتا ہے
بھگوان کا کریشن ہے
یہ پوٹیٹو وہ چلا سر برنج لگا رہا ہے نا پیپر بیٹی برنجل
ہاں
بیسلس تھرو اندونیسیس انسیکٹ ریزسٹنس گورنمنٹ نے بھی الاؤ نہیں کیا اس کو کنفیوژن ملی وہی سب کچھ ہے سر نیوٹریشن کوالٹی امپروو کرنا کیئر مطلب کراپس گرینس
آپ کا کچھ پرشن تھا اور تبھی چلا گیا ابھی تو سو نہیں پائیں گے ہم لوگ تب تک آپ پوچھ سکتے ہیں
پہلے بھی کوشچن پوچھا تھا میرا دوست ہے مطلب اس کو اس نے بہت کچھ پڑھا ہے بک وغیرہ تو وہ یہ کرتا ہے کہ ریلیجن کے بارے میں روبوٹک ریلیجن سب کا تو اس کے بہت سارے پرشن ہیں مطلب ابھی تو اس نے کچھ 7 پرشن پوچھے ہیں
یو کین آسک آل کوسچنز
پشوپتی
some pictures you have got some sculptures ek do sculpture milne se you have guessed everything ek aapko ek picture mil gaya usse kya samjho sab wahi karte the suppose you are excavating in this area and suddenly you found a ganesha murti means that entire india was worshiping ganesha can you conclude like that So that is our defect. We get one or two some pieces of information and then we start making general statements. Pashupatinath, how many sculptures we have got in excavation? Only one or two. Based on that we are giving general statement that everybody is to work. So that may not be like that. Lord Shiva was worshipped. Pasupati Nath means Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was worshipped. Even today also Lord Shiva is worshipped. And his name is mentioned in Veda also, Pasupati Nath. But not everyone. Today also, like Lord Shiva is worshipped, but at the same time Lord Krishna is also worshipped. Ganesha is also worshipped. So like that. So many things are lost completely. So we may not get everything evidence here. So what was the question?
Before entry of Aryan India.
Aryan never entered India. So Aryan invasion theory is proved wrong, false. I'll show you in the video. It is proved false. They found the Saraswati river bed. Aryan never came in India because the Vedic texts are written by the original residents of India, Aryan. This theory itself is wrong, Aryan is the theory. Get the point? So Aryan before or after what? Aryan always there here. Not that Aryan came in India. They are always there. They are the original residents of India. No? No, no. So the different color doesn't mean that even in you go to the Jharkhand, you will find many people like that. Doesn't mean that they are Dravidians. Dravidian doesn't mean that, you know. But you see, even in Dravidians also you will find all the Ramayana and Mahabharata, Aryan literatures, they are also studying. Rather than that, they are more studying than North Indians. Again, if this is only Aryan culture, if you read Mahabharata and Ramayana, so all the holy places, the important holy places, holy rivers, they are not only in North India, they are also in South India. Avanti and many like Kanchi, all these holy places are there in the Dravidian side also, not only in the Aryan side.
Aryan and Dravidian differentiation is not right.
Not there. In Vedic literature, you not find such differentiation. कहीं पे तो आप दिखा दीजिए वेदों में लिखा हुआ है कि आर्यन के लिए है, आर्यन ने लिखा था और द्रविडियन अलग थे, ऐसा कहीं नहीं है वेदों में. Rather than that, it is mentioned that South India, even it is mentioned that many Acharyas in Kali Yuga will appear in South India. Dravid Desh. Dravid Desh was there, that is there. But doesn't mean it was separate from Aryan culture. No. Aryan culture was there also in Dravid Desh. Just like today is Bihar and Delhi. So they are different states, doesn't mean that culture is different. A state may be different. People may be of different color, doesn't mean that culture also is different.
Color may be due to
climatic situation, there are so many reasons. We cannot say that color is only because of the, they came from that side, like that. So, that is the point. Only based on color you can't say that, you know, change whole culture. Comment about entire culture because only color of the people are white here. Not like that. उनका क्या है, वो बोलते हैं कि सारे द्रविड़ियों को खदेड़ दिया उधर दक्षिण भारत में और इधर नॉर्थ में सेटल हो गए अकॉर्डिंग टू आर्यन इन्वेशन थे. बट व्हाट इज द प्रूफ? दिस जस्ट इमेजिनरी स्टोरी. Imagine it. It may be possibility, but is there any guarantee? Why I should accept it? You give us the video recording. Show us video recording. There is nothing. कोई baseless expression. और ना तो वेदों में अगर वेदों ऐसा कुछ हुआ रहता तो वेदों में लिखा जाता ना. कहीं पे तो लिखा रहता कि हाँ हम लोग गए थे वहाँ पे उन्होंने खदेड़ दिया. है कि नहीं? कहीं नहीं लिखा ऐसा. और अगर उधर पिछले बैकवर्ड लोग रहते थे तो वाई देर आर होली प्लेसेज इन द्रविड़ कावेरी गोदावरी ऑल दीज रिवर कृष्णा रिवर ऑल देर इज मेंशन इन वेदिक लिटरेचर. दिस थ्योरी इटसेल्फ इज रॉन्ग. आर्यन नेवर केम इन इंडिया. यस आई शो यू द वीडियो इज देयर. They rejected based on Saraswati river bed. So that time they thought, because in Vedas it means Saraswati river. So this fellow saw that there is no Saraswati river. इसलिए कि ये रिवर जो है वो फॉल्स रिवर है, इमेजिनरी रिवर, दे थॉट लाइक दैट, क्योंकि सरस्वती रिवर विल नॉट फाइंड एनी वेयर, सो दे थॉट दिस इज इमेजिनेशन, बट नाउ दे हैव फाउंड द सैटेलाइट इमेज ऑफ सरस्वती रिवर, ड्राइड सरस्वती रिवर, पूरा एकदम ट्रैक ऑफ लैंड दिखा रहा है, वेरी वाइड वाइड सरस्वती रिवर, सो नाउ दे आर प्रूविंग दैट यस सरस्वती रिवर वो एग्जिस्टेड. So many proofs. I'll show you in the presentation. That's what is the problem. They read something and they think they are reading 100% truth, absolute truth, as if the God has written what they are reading. And they have all the proofs to support their art. No, there is no proof. How will you say that Aryan came? What is the proof? With so much certainty we are telling. You have recording, video recording? Which mark? Swastik mark is there in the Vedas?
Because how Hitler is using it. That is
Hitler came in 18th century. Why he can't? He can take from India. Hitler used to read Bhagavad Gita, Vedic literature. You are admirer of Indian culture. Hitler too invited our this Dhyan Chand also. Come and play on this from the side of Germany in the hockey tournament. The player who was very expert in Indian hockey. He invited. So anything good thing he used to take, Hitler. Doesn't mean that it came from Hitler. Hitler too bahut baad mein. Aar kab aaya, Hitler kab aaya. से क्या रिलेशन है हिटलर, लेकिन इसी तरह का देंगे वो बोगस थी, कहीं से कुछ पकड़ लिया मिल गया अगली तरह सपोर्ट करना है, कहीं से कुछ उठा लिया और सपोर्ट कर दिया, कोई लिंक नहीं है.
जेनेटिक स्टडी दे व्हाट द फाइंडिंग सिमिलैरिटी फ्रॉम द यूरोप एंड द नॉर्थ इंडियन.
सिमिलैरिटी डजंट मीन दैट यू नो यू कैन कंक्लूड एवरीथिंग. तो अभी क्या एक थ्योरी दे दिया, अब समझ रहे बात को, अब जीनेटिक्स भी उसी से पे मिक्सिंग करेंगे, हर चीज कहीं से मिल जाए कुछ. एक फूल गिव्स ए थ्योरी एंड देन सो मेनी अदर फूल्स आर नाउ रिसर्चिंग हाउ टू सपोर्ट इट, बट द बेसिस ऑफ दैट थ्योरी इटसेल्फ इज रॉन्ग.
सिमिलरली लाइक बिग बैंग थ्योरी,
या बिग बैंग थ्योरी
एक्सेप्टेड एंड दे आर स्टडीइंग ओनली दैट बेसिस.
यस, ऑन दिस थिंग दैट्स ऑल. They should do research also on this also, that they, it can't be. Let us research on reverse direction also. Then we'll find so many proofs which contradicts this theory. Why they are not studying that? Many genes are there, they are contradicting. They are not same. All genes matches.
More similarity.
Eh?
More matches with the
group. More matches, but not all, no? Not all. It should match all. It's all bogus. There is nothing like that.
Nowadays we are accepting negative things
blindly.
Positive things we are rejecting.
Rejecting. That is the point. So Aryan invasion theory itself is wrong. उसमें जो बताया गया है, I'll show you the video. You can see yourself. उसमें पूरा बताया गया है इसमें. ये थ्योरी रॉन्ग है, दिस नॉट करेक्ट थ्योरी.
और एक क्वेश्चन पूछा उसने, ही आस्क्ड दैट व्हाई ओनली ऑल द गॉड्स आर इन इंडिया.
हु सेज लाइक दैट? ही डजंट नो. हैव ही रेड द महाभारत? व्हाट इज इंडिया? व्हाट डज इट मीन बाय इंडिया? सी टुडे इंडिया इज, अर्लियर इंडिया वाज पाकिस्तान वाज ऑल्सो इंडिया, है कि नहीं? So this what India you say is transformed India, but what India Veda says is not transformed India. The India in that time, so that time entire land earth was called Bharatvarsh, not only this small, no, entire earth Bharatvarsh, Jambudvip, Bharatvarsh, Jambudvip. मतलब इंटायर अर्थ प्लैनेट वाज कंसीडर्ड भारतवर्ष. महाराज युधिष्ठिर वर रूलिंग इंटायर किंग अर्थ नॉट ओनली इंडिया दिस स्मॉल पोर्शन एंड नॉट ओनली दिस वैदिक लिटरेचर्स देयर नरसिंह देव डिडंट अपियर इन इंडिया. इंडिया मीन्स दैट द इंटायर अर्थ दैट इज द पॉइंट. नाउ इंडिया दिन पर दिन छोटा होता जा रहा है अगर है कि नहीं तो आप विच इंडिया आप बात कर रहे हैं. यू अंडरस्टैंड द वेदर इज कंसिडरिंग दैट इंडिया विच वॉज रूल्ड बाई महाराज और मोर देन दैट वाई गॉड्स आर देर नो यू सी जीसस क्राइस्ट अपियर्ड इन अदर पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड ऑल्सो अपियर्ड और नॉट एंड वेदर आर मेंशनिंग अबाउट जीसस क्राइस्ट अबाउट प्रोफेट मोहम्मद भविष्य पुराण प्रेडिक्ट like that. So all gods are why in India and there are many incarnations like this Kurma avatar of Vishnu. Kurma avatar did not took place in India. Varaha avatar was not in India. It is in different loka, not only even in earth, different loka, not only in India. What is speak of India, not even on earth, it happened in other loka. So we study here because the India is a pavan bhumi. It's a fact. India is a dev bhumi. You know, you can find also there are spiritually cultured people you find in India. Sages, world, the land of sages. India is known since centuries. So where God will appear? In the land of demons or land of sages? Suppose आपको choose करना है कि आप चाहे वो यहाँ से अपने घर जा सकते हैं और यहाँ से आप पाकिस्तान जा सकते हैं. कहाँ जाएंगे आप? कहाँ जाना पसंद करेंगे? जहाँ पे आपके मित्र होंगे ना, दोस्त हु लव यू. सो ही दिस इंडिया इज द प्लेस लैंड भारत भूमि ते मनुष्य जन्म हिल जार जन्म सार्थक कर. नेचुरली द इंडियंस आर स्पिरिचुअली ओरिएंटेड स्पिरिचुअली माइंडेड बाई बर्थ. दैट इज इन देयर जीन. Spirituality is in the gene, genetics. So, God appears there. And why God chooses? Because His devotees are here. Wherever there are devotees, God will appear there. And then God will go to kill Ravana from India. Like that. But it is not necessary that God will appear only in India. There are so many proofs that God appears in some other, not only in India, even in other species He appears. What is he got in India? He appears inside the ocean sea, he as a matsya. Where matsya appears? In the ocean, not in India. Like that. इसलिए ये wrong understanding. इसलिए पूरा deep जाना पड़ेगा. इतना आसान नहीं है उसमें. It's a vast knowledge. Or various different planetary systems are in different dimensions. Many lokas are there you can't visualize, see also. Different dimensions. It is existing but we can't observe. The structure, whole entire universe we can't perceive. कहाँ पे क्या है? इसलिए भारतवर्ष में कुछ incarnations हुए और especially उनका वर्णन किया गया है जो कि भारतवर्ष में हुए ताकि हम उनसे रिलेट कर पाए. हमारे से रिलेटेड जो इनकार्नेशन होने का बट देन देर आर द इनकार्नेशन मेंशन इन भागवतम. हिरण्यकशिपु वॉज नॉट इन इंडिया. हिरण्यकशिपु वॉज नॉट लिविंग इन इंडिया. ही वॉज इन डिफरेंट प्लैनेट थ्री सिस्टम. देन लॉर्ड नरसिंह अपीयर्ड नॉट इन इंडिया. He came in India after killing and he did some Leela here also, but he appeared on different planet. Prahlad Maharaj is in different planet, not in India. Different planetary system. So because they don't know, they already have assumed. Have they read Vedas? Does he know that these pastimes occurs in other places, not in India. No, he doesn't know because he's not read. So he is assuming. He has assumed that Veda jo bhi likha gaya sab Bharat ke liye likha gaya hai. But which is not a fact. Veda doesn't discuss only about India. It discusses about entire earth, not only earth, in other planets also. He is presumption. And they think that we are fool. So they should read deep. If you want to know, then you have to go deeper, and then you will get the answer of all your questions. It's not a fact, because so many other lokas also not appear. Clear? So you can give examples, you know, that no, see, Lord Narasimha didn't appear in India, Kurma didn't appear in India, Baraha didn't appear in India. They all appeared in different planets. Because earlier, these Rakshasas in Satyug, the Rakshasa used to live in the different planet, and the Devata used to live in different planet. So Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha used to live in different planet. Hiranyaksha ne kya kiya? Usne prithvi ko chupa ke le jaake chupa diya Garbhodak Sagar mein. Puri prithvi ko. So prithvi mein nahi rehta tha wo. Hiranyaksha was not living on earth. Tabhi to prithvi ko utha ke le jaake chupa diya. He was so powerful then. So, then Lord Brahadev appeared. So he didn't appear in Prithvi. He appeared in the Garbhodak Ocean. What do you speak of India? He did not appear on earth. Earth was there inside the ocean. So Lord Brahadev appeared on the Garbhodak Ocean, Sagarpe. And then he went inside the ocean and lifted the earth. So people doesn't know this. This is a great sign. Without knowing this comment that everything happened in India. You should ask them, how much you know? This is not a fact. How many incarnations have you read? Where did... Where India mein kahan hua tha incarnation batai? Aisa nahi. Or this god Indra doesn't appear in India. Indra lives in a Swarga. Swarg is a different planet. Ganesha, Lord Shiva is not lives in India, he lives on Kailas. Kailas is a different loka. Durga lives in different loka. People worship in India, that is different thing. But the gods are not in India, they are in different planets. And different planets people worship different gods. That is also there. But because Indian people, they have the information about them, therefore they worship. And others, they don't have information. Unfortunate people. Why they don't have information? That is their misfortune. Everybody can't have everything. So why Vrindavan is not there in Australia? You can't question like that. Why Vrindavan is not there in Australia? Vrindavan can't be everywhere. Then every place will be Vrindavan. Then why Vrindavan will be special? So naturally Vrindavan is a land which is very dear to the Lord. And it is India, because India is a really great country. Country of spiritually oriented people. Clear? Tell him to have faith. And study first, you know, then you will understand. Bina faith se aap nahi samajh sakte. So, shuru mein hame faith rakhna padega.
But Babuji, actually, even to confirm this, I went through net and all. So, just to know who has written Vedas and all. So, in that, in every, each and every issue, they tell you that Vedavyasa has only split Vedas into four of the different issues. Actually, the origin of Vedas is not from Vedavyasa. In every ism, the same thing as being
a Vedvyas compiled Vedas. But Vedvyas, it is mentioned that who gave Vedas to Vedvyas? His guru, Narad Muni. That is there in Vedas, is it? That Narad Muni came and spoke Vedas to Vedvyas. From where he will get Vedas? Source? Tene Brahma Hidaya Adhikavaya. The source is there, the Veda is coming from God. When Lord Brahma appeared, then Lord gave him Veda. And then source is Lord. Nobody else can give Veda. The source is there in Vedas, it is mentioned, not Vyasdev. Vyasdev simply compiled, but the originally it was given by the Supreme Lord, to Brahmaji, first person in the universe, Brahma. Brahma gave it to his son and disciple Narad, and Narad gave it to his son and his disciple Vidya. And then it was earlier it was not written, it mouth spoken. But the Vyasdev, before Kali Yuga arrived, Vyasdev put into the writing, because in Kali Yuga memory is very short. So therefore what he did? People will not remember, so therefore it will be lost. Therefore he put it into the writing. That's all. But internet will not find so much detail, because internet, how they themselves jo bhi likhte hain pet ke liye likhte hain, pet paisa mil jaye kuch thoda. Nobody studies the Vedic literature. Vedic literature mein pura ekdam detail mein bataya hua hai sara, har cheez. Aap log padhenge na to aap abhi aap zyada question mat kijiye, aap pehle padhiye. First you get the knowledge, then you'll see, you'll be able to answer all the questions. हम लोग भी पहले यही सोचते थे, ये सारे क्वेश्चन आते थे कि कैसे हो गया ये वेदा, वो किसने लिखा नहीं. वेदा आर ऑलवेज एग्जिस्टिंग, दे आर एटर्नल, जस्ट लाइक कृष्ण, गॉड इज एटर्नल, सोल इज एटर्नल, सिमिलरली द नॉलेज ऑफ वेद का अर्थ क्या होता है? नॉलेज. यू कैंट डेट द नॉलेज. कैन यू डेट द नॉलेज? Can you put date on the knowledge? No. Knowledge is always existing. You can't say, okay, 5,000 years back knowledge started. No. Knowledge always exists. Similarly, Veda always exists. As soon as creation takes place, immediately Lord arranges for the knowledge also. Immediately. And He gives Veda to Him. Otherwise, ordinary person cannot write so much. How Vyasdev could write so much if he is ordinary person? He can't write so much. Can you write that much volume of book? Anybody can write? No. Such an artist in the literature. One Bhagavad Gita people are not able to understand. Only 700 slokas. A simplest language of Sanskrit you will find in Bhagavad Gita. बाकी हर जगह इससे कॉम्प्लिकेटेड ही है. वो भागवत गीता भी समझ में नहीं आता है लोगों को, वेद क्या समझेंगे? और सोचिए वेद व्यास कितने इंटेलिजेंट होंगे, क्या लिखा उन्होंने, इतने सारे पुराण, इतनी सारी किताबें लिख दी. कैन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन डू? युवास की कैन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन डू? हैरी पॉटर थोड़े ना. और जितनी चीजें लिखी हुई है वेदों में, सारे शहर गांव सब मिलते हैं आज भी उन वेदों की चीजें. मथुरा, वृंदावन, द्वारका, अयोध्या, कांची, सब मौजूद है. जगन्नाथपुरी, नीलाचल, सब मौजूद है आज भी. अगर ये काल्पनिक चीजें हैं तो फिर हैरी पॉटर की शहरों का आपको मिलेंगे इसमें. हैरी पॉटर में सारे तो इमेजिनरी होते हैं, आर्टिस्ट इमेजिनरी, सिटीज आर इमेजिनरी. लेकिन यहाँ वेदों का शहर जो है सारा मिलेगा आपको, ठीक है? नहीं. एंड पीपल नेवर वर्शिप हैरी पॉटर, लेकिन हियर यू सी पीपल सिंस सेंचुरी दे आर वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड राम. एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? 7 क्वेश्चन यू हैड ना?
What Iranian people and Indian people had same ancestors, genetically
so the same ancestry means in both way it can happen, isn't it? That maybe Indians, they would have gone to Europe. Why only that European have come here? It can happen in both way. Why you are seeing one side of it? हो सकता है यहाँ से करके फिर वहाँ पे गया हो. Because you see, Sanskrit is the mother of all other languages. And Sanskrit is studied in India. If Sanskrit has come from Europe, then why Europeans are not studying Sanskrit? Why it is studied in India?
Probably there is one book and theory that Jesus Christ also stayed in India.
Yeah, he stayed in India. If Sanskrit is the language of Vedas, which is written by Aryans, and Aryans came from there. So the Jews will be more expert in Sanskrit than us. They can't even pronounce it. उनको हरे कृष्णा बोले हरे कृष्णा बोले नहीं आएगा उनको. एक्चुअली यहाँ से वहाँ गया है. फ्रॉम हियर इट हैज गॉन टू यूरोप एंड दैट इज अ प्रूफ रिटेन. यहाती महाराज के पुत्र थे चार. कुछ लोग उधर यूरोप गए, कुछ लोग तुर्की में गए, टर्की, कुछ लोग रसिया. इधर से डिस्ट्रीब्यूट हुआ यहाँ से, इंडिया से, इंडिया से डिस्ट्रीब्यूट हुआ सारा कल्चर, यानी कि बाहर से यहाँ आया. लेकिन चूंकि उन्होंने लिखा है इसलिए उन्होंने इस तरह से, दे आर सीइंग फ्रॉम देयर व्यू पॉइंट, सो दे हैव पुट लाइक दैट. बट वी शुड सी लाइक दिस एंड एक्चुअली दिस इज अ फैक्ट. अदरवाइज दे शुड बी मोर एक्सपर्ट इन. सपोज अमेरिका से हम कोई टेक्नोलॉजी लेते हैं तो अमेरिका शुड बी मोर एक्सपर्ट इन दैट टेक्नोलॉजी देन इंडिया ना. वाई इफ द यूरोपियंस have written these Aryan books, then why the Europeans are not worshipping Krishna? Why Europeans are not worshipping Rama? Why Europeans are not worshipping all these gods? And why any of the places are not found in Europe, which is mentioned in Vedas? सारे places इधर ही क्यों मिलते हैं? अगर वहाँ से आके लिखा तो वहाँ का कुछ तो mention होना चाहिए ना यूरोप का, होना चाहिए कि नहीं? क्यों नहीं है? तो कोई प्रमाण नहीं है, बेसलेसली वी आर डिस्कसिंग. और जीन, जो चीज डायरेक्ट है उसको ना देख के इनडायरेक्टली जीन को पकड़ रहे हैं, जीन मैच कर रहा है, जीन मैच कर रहा है. दिस इज इनडायरेक्ट. डायरेक्ट इज सीन द वेदास, दैट इज डायरेक्ट, इजंट इट? लेट अस सी डायरेक्टली व्हाट इज देयर इन द वेदास, बिकॉज फ्रॉम वेदास वी आर कंक्लूडिंग टॉकिंग. लेट अस फोकस आवर अटेंशन ऑन वेदास ऑनली, दैट्स ऑल. Vedas are saying this, so we should accept it. You no need to concoct, go through jeen and kuch din baad pata chala unke naak mein aise baal hain aur hamare bhi naak mein aise baal hain, isiliye hamara baal barabar hai naak ka baal, isliye hum same hain, European se hai. They are bogus nonsense. So let us see in the Vedas, hai na? Aur Vedas mein kahin pe likha hai aisa, dekhiye padhi, koi naam nahi, Europe ka koi city nahi hai usme. ईरान से कोई छुट्टी नहीं है. नाउ विल टेक रेस्ट.